remember is that meeting where Gwen was getting up saying, Where are you, Miss Grace? And stuff like that. So, and looking through the old Illustrated News, I saw that it was started the same year that those little girls were bombed in Montgomery, or at the end of that year, something the year.
Whatever. I don't never remember the year.
No. It was 64 or 63, something like that. So how did it start?
Well, actually, remember Worthy?
Yes, I remember William Worthy. Did he run on SWP?
Well, he was in New York with them two brothers. And they would start talking about Freedom Now Party.
Oh, William Worthy, he had a newsletter too, didn't he?
Something, I don't know. Okay. And that was about the time the group in Detroit were prevailed upon to give it up and be black, trying to integrate. And your friend and mine, name of
Richard Henry?
Boggs.
Oh, Grace.
I remember that sitting in my office and they're talking about that. The question about Freedom Now Party was, of course, everybody had, you can't, you know, they didn't have Negroes to win.
Uh-huh.
And the answer that was being made there by the Reverend, you can't win anyway. The point is, you could punish the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it started. Then they sent the Worthy, and I think these two brothers out there.
Who were, they just worked with him in New York?
Well, they were the ones who was calling about freedom. They came, so they decided to have Freedom Now Party. The important thing about it is, I think, that after all that, it was supposed to be nationwide. Only Michigan was the only place you got it.
It wasn't in New York? It was
they never got, they just had it, they never got it on the ballot.
Oh. So, but Michigan ran just about a full slate for Detroit and governor and...
Get on the ballot in Michigan, and different states had different rules. You get on the ballot. Michigan had the rules, but you had, you know, Strother girls and Boggs. You had to get so many names from different counties.
Oh.
And so they went up to the counties and got them. You know, they, you know what women will do. They just do stuff. And, of course, they had yours truly pointing out the laws that they had to follow and you know, the prescriptions. They did it and got on the ballot. Of course, they stole all the votes.
Okay. Of course. You ran for, what did you run for, attorney general or something?
Prosecuting attorney. Dunbar? A dude named Dunbar, he used to follow the Boulets, and he got drunk at one of the parties and came and found him. You know what they did for your folks? You know, the boats come in at night.
Uh-huh.
And it was on the radio, you know, the Freedom Now Party had 40,000 or something. Mm-hmm. Next day, they had about 200, you know?
Uh-huh. Just said, like with Jesse Jackson that time in Colorado.
Yeah, he said, if you know what happened to your boats, mm-hmm. you would really be drugged. And that's, well, you know. Black, tell us what happens. You know, we, no, he messed up my job. Of course, he wouldn't.
So he didn't tell?
No, he wouldn't.
Oh. Well, don't you get to have watchers down there or something so they can't do that? Or you can't really tell or what?
Well, you know, you have watchers at the precinct.
Uh-huh.
Well, he worked down at the headquarters at the city clerk's office for the vote. Would come in, and they came into the headquarters.
Right. Okay, so what you could didn't get to have somebody down there to make sure they recorded it, right?
Maybe you could have. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I
didn't, but you didn't suspect they would do that.
No, I figured if they had several, challenges at the thing, and there was boats coming in, but this was all in the whole state, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just sent boats and Grand Rapids from. And the paper, you know, because I remember that night they said so many votes for the Freedom Now Party, you know, and we figured out that was 5%, which meant you could run next year without
getting the petitions.
Well, the next one we didn't have, a 0.5%.
Even the people that you knew voted, they didn't count them.
like me and Hugh up the farm voted socialist account or something, and the paper didn't show no votes at all.
I've had that experience too. They never count those votes.
It dawns on me after a while that all these methodologies that like folks prescribe to be so follow. They ain't gonna get them. I mean, if you ain't got the power, you ain't gonna do it.
So did it just fall to pieces after that? Because it only did the 1 year.
Well,
right?
You remember that you expressed it.
Okay.
You expressed it very well. You said we got to discuss it. Who's the titular head of the party?
Right, and how that, and where's your list? I don't remember what that was. It was who could vote or something, right? Wasn't Gwen acting where the list was of the members to vote or something?
That was something about, I didn't know whether it was a Freedom Fire or something else, but it was something. And every time they got to meet in the church, how they bring the fire down. Yeah. Well, you know, Gwen and her boyfriend.
John Watkins.
No, the other guy.
So. Oh, was he, but he was her boyfriend then?
This other guy.
Yeah.
The guy she married. Who's he?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what his name was. She was going with John Watkins.
I know at first, didn't it? He's always
an older guy who had a wife and family already, right?
Why was I not
not recognized, right?
Well, you're too ugly, sir. Why was I not drinking? That's a terrible. I mean, it's all right. I mean, who wants to put up with it? I guess I wouldn't put up with it. Ran in after that, generally fell to pieces, I think, basically. It spread at least, you know, it wouldn't have fallen to pieces anyway. It wasn't Scotty and
Grace.
And we with the paper were going to keep it going. Mm-hmm. I think it's finally John and everybody's like it down on me with the court case. He won't do nothing. Cold law could be something like veneer, you know. She didn't say nothing but something with a whole lot of sense to it, you know. Like she's crazy. I still believe that.
Now that was crazy.
But can't you get the gist of that? What is she going to do? I mean, unless she knows for everything you know, there's nothing for her to do. She?
Well, but those other law professors who come out with, at least they probably would say that too, right? They supported Clinton. You know that guy with the faces at the bottom of the well and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
He probably would still support
Clinton. Well, his whole book ended up with that, you know. He came to the conclusion with no hope to do away with prejudice and racism, but his book ended up with nothing to do. I mean, nothing to do there. I mean, therefrom, except keep agitating. Yeah, I mean, if it ain't gonna work, if agitating, he said agitating ain't gonna work. But that's his whole goal now. And that old mammy told him. See, what are you doing?
We better go eat.
The gym in there?
I don't know.
He said keep agitating.
There he goes. He just ran to the other.
The budget problem and what you gonna do and this and that. And this. How you gonna win and how you gonna lose?
Come on, honey.
You wanna move the table with this one?
Move it back one.
These two people.
I know. Crash! So it should have been. We gotta define winning before we do all this talk about who's gonna win.
Winning?
Winning.
In basketball?
No.
Politics.
Well, basketball is like a group. It's politics. A construction of mankind.
What did they think was
going to
happen? Like Miss Kelly, for instance.
I think basically they just love the organization. I mean, and you know, like Miss Kelly is sort of that type, love to get up and cuss out white people. Mm-hmm. Like in the program that was in Detroit with Urban Renewal. So that would give them more leverage. But they, you know, she was really fussing about it.
She didn't win, though.
He wasn't right either, but you're going ahead, but you're going to shoot the head. You know, so the stationary time was in her head, so she would go to a model city meeting and raise steam.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, after all, like we said in the thing, war, the soldiers are not competing with the enemy. They're competing with each other.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that okay? You know what I mean?
So that's what happened. And, yeah, and she wasn't competing with my book.
Everybody doesn't they compete with everybody either.
But they didn't need to do that so soon, did they?
Right, that's what I was going to say. Are they supposed to wait to win to fall in peace?
No. I mean, from that point,
do you want them to take
it's an inevitable thing that you only compete with those who have the same values you got. You know what I mean?
Huh?
But don't you have to unite.
That's internal.
You have to unite in order
as a group.
You got to unite and have some values that construct and control that competition, but they never had that. And that's what's so hard for us to deal with. What are you trying to put together, Chris? Certainly historical point of view.
Right. I was going to do something historical.
No, probably all this stuff we holler, all this big talk, if anybody's probably doing any good, it's going to be Chris.
Well, you understand that. She couldn't be good without us.
I just meant, you know, like a rough draft on a newsletter, it'll get stuff out that...
Well, that's what I thought it would be good to put out, you know, in the Umoja about the Freedom Now Party about, you know, because people keep saying, where can we go? I thought at least they could think of that. But if that won't work, do you think there's any way a third party like that could at least in one city take over?
Well, I think it's already taken over. In Detroit.
But they've taken over in the Democratic Party, right?
Well, they took over the party.
But it wasn't, didn't do much good, did it? Well, I mean, it's better than having a white mayor, but that's about all you can say.
But
it's the beans.
That's why
the
only ability to all of it is the people. Do they change? If they don't change, it's like, you know, the problem of voting for black candidates. Because he's black, is valid in a sense, but he don't make any difference because he believes the same thing.
No, there's a little. And people have to go through stages.
Well, the point is not that they. I was thinking about the
only important thing is that they have an analysis. And that's where you, Chris.
I'll give you some excitement. He keeps on giving me. Hey, why is he on me so hard today?
Let me cut this up
for
you.
Wow, I want to honestly. Then they get themselves another thing. What are they good dressing you know,
salad dressing?
Oh, that's what.
Oh, I got you a jar so you can mix your own. It tells you what to, how much oil, water. You know, it's got those lines.
I know, you gave me the.
And then you just have to put those other things in on top of it.
You finished with that?
Yeah.
You better take, you stop eating meat. Huh?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
Like
sweater. Huh?
With those big sleeves and get all in your food. I can understand.
Go right ahead.
Well, can I cut a piece better than
you? Careful,
man,
because you want this knife
here
that's sharp.
Did you get it? Did you clean me out?
I got you fairly well. If I can get you.
Just a little cheese. Not better.
More time.
I told her, but she said that. It said good for the grill, so it couldn't be cooked.
Well, they put good for the grill in there to sell it. It doesn't mean there's no,
I saw it cooking at 3
o'clock. See, there's stuff in the paper about women getting beat up? I shouldn't have brought it up.
Go ahead, boy. Recently or?
Today, Sunday. You all statistics how many women get beat up in not only the country but in Brazil. And this country one of the worst ones in the world.
You mean home stuff?
This man beaten up.
Mostly their loved ones, right? Yeah.
I wouldn't take it if I were a woman. Like, I ain't gonna take it anymore.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, all that you say. Well, I thought, you know, a lot of times, I can think it was my fault.
And I didn't do nothing to these interviews.
Well, I figured I did something to deserve it.
Because if you can see this big man up there, his mouth almost thinking of being tough, you know. Hey, woman.
What do I do with this knife here?
Put it down, Jim. How you doing there, bro?
That's salt for brown.
Good meal, Leon.
Thanks.
You're trying to go before it.
You're welcome to cook any time you like.
Grace was saying we needed a martyr for
a
truth to kill somebody. When was that?
Maybe a little before the freedom press. That was a meeting at her house. But I had my revelation, like Paul on the way to the master.
What was it?
What's all this integration jive? I said, that's stuff. Who cares about integrating? Just let it be black and forget it. They wouldn't let us speak.
Who, outside her house?
Well, I explained it to Milton. We were sitting in the corner.
Oh.
Yeah, but they didn't. They went on the village to Richard's meeting the gold. They wouldn't let us speak till about 2 o'clock. And he turned out to be the black as he was.
Well, was that the one that were having the demonstrations where the police were up on top of the police station and they were, gold was picketing or something?
Probably the chronology, and I don't really know. They were.
I was just trying to remember because I remember that to her saying when you.
They were
martyrs.
They were picketing. They were right about that colored lady that the police shot.
Cynthia Scott.
That's fun. Somebody went in and came out. Someone other. Billy or somebody with a press card. She's been on station all over there, station in Richardville. Let's make a run for this. This Russian.
Russia.
With what? Picket signs?
Yeah.
Kind of clubs.
3/4 of people and women anyway.
Why was he saying that's Russian?
Whoever.
To get shot? I mean, did he say that after he found out there were all those?
Yeah.
Richard.
His brother or Mary.
The man, he was going to rush him, all right.
Let's go!
You'd be having this hand out this way and everybody be going in.
What would be the point of that? He's the one he wanted to murder to?
I'm sure he did. He was
caught up in the competition in the news.
To try to be more radical than anybody.
More courageous.
But that's crazy, isn't it?
Any soldier's crazy. You don't get in there and get somebody shooting at you. Don't you think, Jim?
No, I can't
say this.
Oh, Jim. Better. Do you ever agree? I mean, you assume that.
Well,
I agree
with that.
You assume that somebody out there getting himself killed, he was no worse than Richard Blind if they get himself killed.
But he didn't have a chance.
I suggest to you, Richard wasn't going.
Oh, he was going.
65.
Richard will do whatever his logic tells him.
You figured he would just get everybody else to rush it, and he claimed the credit, and
he'd be offering to him out.
I don't think he cared about magic. It. He just figured that's the thing he got to do. Like that day, I had to put out a paper. I said, Richard, how long do you think this is going to take?
2 hours.
Oh, about 3 or 4 months.
That's why he wouldn't boycott Christmas that year. Remember, he said,
oh, you mean how long
it was no sensation his children suffer because the struggle was going to be over in a couple of years. So.
I wouldn't have that reason.
How long you say, Henry? It's about 1,000 years.
1967. I was living there hearing those machine guns. I said, shoot, this is it.
Sure,
the machine guns going, da 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 da. So this is it.
Like, Christmas answer, what good was going to do? That's the problem.
The next day, we were walking through the projects, going in everybody's house.
Person with a machine gun?
No.
Oh, there's definitely a
National Guard with a machine gun. There's an army.
Oh, looking for the stuff that had been looted.
That little girl got shot.
That wasn't in the projects, was it?
No, it was on Grand Boulevard, somewhere up in around 12th Street.
I remember our funeral was at the church.
All right.
I didn't hear. What was coffee? You mean at the motel?
No, not the
no,
motel.
No, you remember
the little girl
was laying on the floor and the police came in and shot through the
that was the soldiers.
Yeah, I remember that.
Said they saw a light, a flicker.
Saw something flash as usual.
Some people understand or have a glimmering of how deprived these colored folks are. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about outlook, feelings. And they can't hardly stand it.
The people with the deprived feelings can't stand it.
Recognizes
you kind of feeling. Like me, think an innocent young man, young boy, used to worry about being an offense in the whole race, so I can't be a cowboy. Didn't even know that at that point, he didn't allow no black cowboy in Montana anyway. It dawned on me later.
Now, what's
well, I heard more than a third of the cowboys were black.
Yeah, at the time, at the point I was talking.
Oh.
They ran all them niggas out of there by that time. One of the worst places in the world is in Wyoming and Montana and up in there. They ain't seen a black person for 20,000 years. Well, it looks like an honor, speaking personally. Her horizons are limited.
They say that, Anna.
My horizons are limited. I'm sure they are, depending on what I wanted to do.
What
did
you say?
She said she would agree with you, depending on what you wanted to do.
I mean, that I could only do certain things.
Yeah,
but Henry's saying that you can only want to do certain things based on your limited life.
Oh, okay, I'll agree with that, too.
She's quite agreeable.
What about when you were a young man?
Well, when I was young, it was terrible. Even more limited.
But you get certain. There's an upside to it, too.
Yeah, television.
Television?
No. That's right, the television just expanded your limited horizons. You see all the rich and famous, the wars of fortune.
But that didn't expand your horizons.
But it could have restricted.
That just showed you how some other people's horizons were.
No, but seeing creates desire. From that desire, you will then form a struggle.
Or become a drug salesman.
Why would you become a drug salesman?
You get a lot of money and buy all that stuff you saw on TV.
Only if you associated drug selling or drug trafficking to be a way to do it.
The black man, a woman, seemed obvious that's probably the only way to do it.
Well,
that's
I don't know
point.
If James would have that conclusion at this point.
That's why he probably won't be a millionaire.
Or a drug seller.
I know she's a basketball star.
Right, I mean, he sees it in basketball. But I would suspect that
James,
before
do you really
too long,
to be a basketball
see
star?
I don't think I'm ready.
But engineering, you figure you'll make it in engineering.
To be a millionaire? Not a millionaire.
Maybe you'll be able to make a basketball playing robot.
But if you do your engineering and
you're smoother than Michael Jordan, you could
right.
never miss.
It's possible.
Well,
with
the
company
you
can
make
it so
they would never miss. The problem would be
making. But what if you did, then what?
They
after all, Blair made a million, I heard.
Oh, I think
you can make it so they
can. He can buy a whole lot of things. And Blair got more things over there than he chased. Yeah. I admire him in one way, the fact that he buys it. But not of it is ostentatious. It's like,
right, yes.
Like a movie, like a music thing. Learn how to play a piano. He got one of them. He got a big box to get out of the computer. How to learn how to do it. He recently bought a lessons about how to type.
How to what? Type.
He can't type.
I mean, he typed with two or three fingers, and he was like that Christian.
Yeah,
well, you know, I didn't have to get any expensive lessons. I hope you didn't spend too much on his typing program. We've got a book for
$33.
Pretty cheap.
We got a book for $15 that would have showed him, but $33.
And this one shows you
the position.
I found that once you know the position, it's a matter of practice.
No,
I didn't used to type like that, you know, so I was sitting around every day typing.
I know. You help you practice.
I think some people get the thing is, even though he can afford all that stuff, you can't do all that. Even if you can afford to get the different things, I mean, you can't physically do all that, those things.
That's right. Life is too short.
You need robots, clones, to enjoy it.
Secretaries. I mean, but he wouldn't be able to do it. You can get it done, but you can't.
Well, I don't think it's not particularly he's trying to get down. He's going to learn how to do it.
But I mean, I don't. So after he learned how to do. But if it takes time to do certain things, like.
Cut his breath.
It just seems like. How can you learn to ride a horse well and.
Not well, just to be able to ride.
Just good enough.
The P, I'm really worried about. Maybe he missed it. Okay. Good meal?
I think he just wants to know how things are.
Guns
are.
Going outside the
bathroom. I hope that's what he did.
Yeah, remember who's ahead by two.
You. For now, that is.
Right, he can't do it, Al.
I'm going to see how long I can play you guys without you getting any points. Probably be 4 or 5 games at 5. We're not going to play them all today, though. Just one today.
What's Jim? What do you have today? He seems like a lot of, what is it?
His mouth?
His Ernie's letter. A lot of salt in the air.
How's Ernie?
A lot of salt in the air.
Ernie, Susan, what's that?
Huey and.
Not Huey, but Hugh, right?
And Fantasia.
No, her name is not Fantasia.
Her name is.
Courtney?
No.
Courtney?
Come
she
on.
Starts with a C. What's her daughter's name?
No, no. You
want
this? Felix? That one is not Felix.
I thought it was a guy's name.
Courtney?
Haley.
Corky?
Haley.
Haley.
And then Selassie.
As in Haley Selassie. That's a proper name for her. Sure.
What they get these daughters?
Benson and Liliana.
You said Peely a copy of the rest of that?
Yep, I sent her a copy. I didn't send Anna a copy, though. I figured.
She didn't want it,
I figured she special wouldn't want one of them with the status theory. And I don't have Maria's address, so I can't send her one, so but I guess Pee Wee will probably show it to me.
Maybe, maybe not.
Like maybe not. She might hide it, because her son-in-laws might see it, right?
Doesn't matter. Those who need to see it, will see it.
No, the ones who need to see it won't never see it.
That's the piece I heard in there.
Oh, most piece. See the brown eyes in that few more questions earlier? Oh, you were there. You were there.
Yeah.